Armed with the shield of faith, that is, the teaching of the Word of God, it preserves us from doubt and gives us courage for each day. Serving in the Lord's house today, our liturgist and our pastor is our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Charles Spomer. The preacher is Concordia Seminary St. Louis student Stephen Mueller, and the organist and music director is Carol Benninghoff. The hymns for today will be God Has Spoken by His Prophets, Lutheran Service Book 583, Lutheran Worship 343, When Peace Like a River, Lutheran Service Book 763, and God's Word is Our Great Heritage, Lutheran Service Book 582, Lutheran Worship 333, the Lutheran Hymnal 283. Our service begins shortly with the opening hymn, God Has Spoken by His Prophets, Lutheran Service Book 583, Lutheran Worship 343. As the bells are being rung, our congregation is gathered together for worship.
Since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man.
But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth.
Our God comes. He does not keep silence.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness.
Let the earth open, that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit.
Since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love.
And for our helmet, the hope of salvation.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Old Testament Canticle is number 926 in Lutheran Service Book. We shall sing the refrain together, and then we shall sing also the verses together according to the chant tone on that page.
Right.
may be seated. The first reading is from the 55th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah. We begin reading at verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord, and make his path straight, and make his path straight. The second reading is from the sixth chapter of Ephesians. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name by which you will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land.
This is the name by which you will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
This is the name by which you will be called. The Lord.
The congregation sings the sermon hymn, When Peace Like a River, Lutheran Service Book 763. After the hymn, Concordia Seminary St. Louis student Stephen Mueller will deliver the sermon.
Peace like a river. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are many accounts of David, the great, 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 great grandfather of Jesus in the Bible, about his conquering, his greatness, his sins, his Christ-likeness, and even his faith. Many of the psalms that he wrote reflected the situations of life around him when he wrote a particular psalm. For example, his songs of ascent were likely written as he was going up to Jerusalem on the paths, or maybe as he was pondering going up to Jerusalem. He wrote songs of praise and thankfulness to God for protection and deliverance, likely when he was in cheery moods. He sang psalms when depressed. He sang psalms that argued with God. He sang psalms requesting help from God. Deliver me from my enemies. Protect me from the enemies that surround me. In you I take refuge, O Lord my God. You are my fortress, O God. Shield me. In his times of distress, David wrote, in times of challenge, when his faith needed strengthening, David wrote psalms, grounding himself in his faith in God. He wrote in times when he needed refuge from the warfare and the sinfulness that was all around him. He wrote when he needed a shield of faith. Our lives are not so different from King David's. He was pursued by enemies, people who had no faith in the one true God. At times he was persecuted, he hid in caves, and when war was happening, he used shields to protect his mortal body. There are millions of people on this earth who do not know Jesus as their Savior, and Christians in many countries are still being persecuted. But just because America has freedom of religion does not mean that Christians do not have enemies. When these enemies press in on us, where is it that you go for refuge? David was a poor, miserable sinner. He confessed often his sins. He admitted the blunt and true fact that he was sinful from birth, sinful from the time of his very conception, as we are also sinful from birth, sinful from the time of our conception. David searched and searched for refuge. No amount of worldly goods, no amount of kingly riches, no hiding in caves, nothing by way of pleasurable sins gave him refuge and shielded him from temptation or sin and its guilt. The one place that he continued to go back to, the only place that he found refuge and a shield, was in God and his promises. And God followed through on his promises to David. He kept him safe, brought success to his endeavors, and most importantly, forgave him of his sin. To top it all off, there was one promise David looked forward to, but could only see in his faith, the birth of his great, 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 great-great-grandson, Jesus Christ. This faith was his shield. His God-given faith was not only in the promises that God fulfilled in his own lifetime, but in God's promise of a future Savior of the world. God gave faith to you by the Holy Spirit's work at your baptism. Faith to trust in his words and his promises. God came to this earth in fulfillment of promises for you. God came in our own form, a human being. The Savior. In him is where our faith is rooted. When we are being constantly attacked by temptation, sin, and its guilt, there is only one place that we can turn for true faith, comfort, and peace, and the shield of faith. Our Savior Jesus. The Old Testament prophecies of a Savior are fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ. In a small, smelly, humble manger with strange men looking in on him, God fulfills his promises, sending his only son to his earth. In God's promise, the people of the past looked by faith. In God's promise fulfilled, we also, by faith, behold the Savior of the world. In the faith that God bestowed on us at our baptisms, we celebrate Christmas every year. We don't celebrate for presents or for the gathering of families or for big sales at the store. We celebrate instead to share with others the good news. In our Advent preparations, we wait expectantly for the celebration of fulfillment of God's promise in Jesus Christ. But while we are celebrating, the world sits in darkness, trying to snatch from us our joy and our faith. With people saying Merry Christmas less and less, it seems, and evil taking place more and more frequently, faith yearns for Christ himself. It yearns to participate in yet another fulfilled promise of God, the Holy Supper of his body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The promises of forgiveness of sins, life, and eternal salvation, along with the strengthening of faith, comes to you. This faith, given by God, like King David's faith, takes refuge in the Christ child of Bethlehem. Not hiding in fear, we use our faith in God's promises like a shield to put out the burning arrows of the evil one, to extinguish the pointed arrows of accusation that the devil shoots. We stand firm in the promises of God, both fulfilled and yet to be fulfilled. That will be the time of the second coming of Christ, when faith will no longer be necessary for us, since our expectations will be fulfilled, and Jesus will return. In Advent, this Advent, we go in faith to the one place that we never get tired of going for refuge, the manger, the place where God fulfilled his promise of a Savior, Jesus Christ, the place where our faith of the present is based. In faith, shepherds went and found refuge in Christ in that place. Through faith, we have that same refuge. Refuge in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until that day of everlasting life. Amen.
As our offering is received, we want to remind you that Ascension Lutheran Church is located at 5347 Donovan Avenue at Eichelberger Street in Southwest St. Louis, and is a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and a sponsoring congregation of Word of Life Lutheran School, offering quality Christian education for preschool children through grade 8. Ascension will observe Advent with services on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. The 11 o'clock a.m. service will be broadcast live over this station, AM 850 KFUO. The 7 o'clock p.m. service will be preceded by a supper served from 5:30 to 6:45 p.m., and everyone is welcome to attend. For more information about Ascension, please contact our church office at area code 314-832-5600, or visit us on the web at ascensionstl.com.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gifts of faith, for salvation, the hope of righteousness, and love toward God and neighbor, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church throughout the world, that the Bride of Christ announced to the world the advent of salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of all people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in any need, for those who labor, for the hungry and homeless, for the sick and dying, for the widowed and orphaned, and for those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For these and all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Gracious Jesus, our Lord and our God, at this hour you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. Have mercy upon us now and at the hour of our death, and grant to us, your servants, with all others who devoutly remember your blessed passion, a holy and peaceful life in this world, and through your grace, eternal glory in the life to come, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen. The New Testament canticle is on page 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed with every blessing all he bought at heavenly price. Because of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, enlightening your hearts to know the hope to which he has called you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed with every blessing all he bought at heavenly price. May you know the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Blessed be the God and Father of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed with every blessing all he bought at heavenly price. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church. The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Blessed be the God and Father of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed with every blessing all he bought at heavenly price. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen.
The congregation now joins in the final hymn, God's Word is Our Great Heritage, Lutheran Service Book 582, Lutheran Worship 333, the Lutheran Hymnal 283. God's Word is Our Great Heritage. It has been our pleasure to bring you this live worship service of Ascension Lutheran Church over AM 850 KFUO. We invite you to join us again next Wednesday at 11 o'clock a.m. for the live broadcast of Advent worship, and on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. for live broadcast of worship. Have a good day in the Lord.
disperse the gloomy cloud of night and death's dark shadows Thou art sad, divine.